I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The spread of violence in India's Orissa state is becoming wider and wider. Rampaging Hindu extremists are difficult for local authorities to control. India Partners' Dr. Iris Paul has seen the downward spiral firsthand.
They want all our help, but they do not want us to pray or tell anything about Jesus Christ. And the only motive of our staying there is to share our love, but we don't force anyone to accept Christ as Lord and Savior, irrespective of who they are, even the government officials or a tribal.
Dr. Paul's hospital was forced to close 9 years ago, but she's never stopped reaching out, even to the persecutors who want her help, but not her God just yet. Pray for Indian Christians. Next, we were able to talk with Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein about having their supply of 300-plus Bibles confiscated at a China airport. He tells us why that happened.
They supposedly made a law that any foreign person coming into the country can only bring one religious article with them for your own personal use.
Klein says getting Bibles into China will become difficult and the need's great, despite the fact that Bibles are being printed there. It's likely those printers are being carefully monitored. Your prayers can help. And teams of believers are ministering to widows and orphans in Iraq. Despite heavy persecution, World Bible Translation Center teams are handing out Arabic New Testaments and caring for widows in the region. Fighting between Shiite and Sunni Muslims has left many women homeless and childless. WBTC ministers to the needs of these women with food aid and the word of truth. Pray for the safety of the ministry teams as they continue to share the hope of Christ. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories at our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Other expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.